What do you want to talk about?
So, now, you know, and like, you think you're doing, okay, well, I don't know, but, so, you think you're doing okay financially, right?
Okay, yeah, sometimes.
You know, well, I mean, sometimes I think I'm doing all right, you know, but then you go to, like, a Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, stuff's expensive.
And they got one of those side-by-sides, and it's like $18,000. Or they got a boat that's like $75,000, you know? And all of a sudden you feel poor. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, holy crap, I can't do that.
Just write a check for $75,000.
Yeah, I mean that's crazy, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe there are people. I don't know how they sell those things. Who walks in there and gives them a check for $75,000?
Nobody.
You know what I mean? How are they selling these dang boats?
They finance them.
Well, that's a terrible idea.
Exactly.
That's a horrible idea. Now, I'm a strong believer in the idea, and you might disagree with this, but I like Dave Ramsey. You know who Dave Ramsey is?
I love Dave Ramsey, yes.
Okay.
And his plan.
He says that the only thing... Oh, well, you might be more aware of this than me, but you could tell me. But what one thing he says is that if you can't afford it right now, you can't afford it tomorrow.
Yes.
Isn't that what he says? What?
Yes.
All right. So I'm not, I'm not going to throw down $75,000 on a boat. That's, I can swim.
Yeah.
And nobody's even paying me to do it. You know? I already know how to do that. And I got a badge from the Boy Scouts of America that says I know how to swim. I don't need to spend $75,000 to get in the water. Give me what a boat is. A boat's just a barrier between you and the water.
It is.
Right? So, you want to be in the water? Do you want to be in the water? Yeah. Do you want to be in the water or not? That's my $75K to not make a decision. $75K, and you're on the boat. So it's like you made your own little piece of land, or you bought your own little piece of land for $75,000. Will you? Just so you can decide if you want to get in the water or not. Well, I think the 6-year-old that just swam out there, just jumped in off the dock, I think he's doing better than the guy who has $75,000. Anyway, that's not my point. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, the Bass Pro Shops.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Was that where we were?
You were at Bass Pro, or
I was at Bass, and so they got this, like the, you know what a UTV is, or side by side. You have
one. I have one, so yes, I know.
Now let me ask you.
I probably don't know the answer.
Well, I don't own one.
Because I just came home and it was there.
Oh, you just came home and it was there. So. Now, this is a thing, a UTV, or a side-by-side. This is a thing that is basically just a little bit bigger than a golf cart, right?
Yeah, it's bigger than a golf cart, bigger than a four-wheeler.
But smaller than a truck.
But smaller than a truck.
Right?
Right.
But... it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
So would you?
Yeah. It sucks when you get stuck.
Well, I used to have them.
In places, but sliding off the rocks. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I didn't have one, but I had I had one, freedom I use with the United States. Actually, I've had several through the United States military.
Okay.
And now see, here, the idea that the military had was that they would let us tool around in these things, go do dumb idiot things in them, because they didn't want to risk an actual truck.
Right.
Getting broken or destroyed or messed up. Now, what they gave us, what we had for actual trucks, was late 90s F-150s. Now, what would you guess the Blue Book value of a 1997 F-150 is?
Around 10 grand.
I think that would
four wheel drive or not?
Well, that's the other. No, it's not. But that would be a no. That is not four wheel drive. But that would be you're being very kind with that estimate. Well, not that kind. Between 8 and 10 grand.
Yeah.
Right. And so the United States, you know how they're really. You're really smart.
Yeah.
The United States military.
I've always thought military intelligence was an oxymoron.
Well, that's from Pentagon Wars with a Frasier guy. Anyway, yes. Not to diminish. That's a good joke.
Okay, but, thanks.
I just don't like it very much because I worked in intelligence. Anyway, now everyone can probably tell that I'm an intelligent kind of guy. So that's another thing I want to talk about. Now, did you know? Actually, I can't talk about that. All right, so if you got a truck,
yes,
that's worth, so you got some soldiers, you got some troops, right?
Right.
And you got a truck over there that's worth 10 grand, and that's being kind. And you decide that we don't want to break that truck or wreck the truck, so we're going to buy the UTV for them to drive around, the side-by-side.
Yeah.
And that thing, now how much is that thing?
Well, what did you just say, like 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that thing, this crazy golf cart on steroids. How can that be? This thing has way less parts, way less windows, way less seats, way less everything. And this thing costs $4,000 more than the truck it's sitting next to. How can that? What?
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand?
I don't know. Just throwing stuff out there.
So you're telling me, now let me ask you this.
You're asking a lot of questions.
Well, let me ask you.
You're asking a lot of questions. All right, go for it.
Let's say you run a vehicle manufacturing facility.
Okay.
Now, what would you like to name your vehicle manufacturing facility?
Yeah.
You don't have a name.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Well, let's call it Kawasaki.
Okay.
All right. Wait, hold on.
Wait, that one's already taken.
Let's name any manufacturer of side-by-sides and UTVs.
Well, mine's a Honda.
Okay. It's Honda. There's Yamaha. Polaris. Now I want to ask, do any of these things sound like American names to you?
No.
Now, there is one. Now, John Deere makes one.
Yeah.
And nobody buys that one because it's $28,000.
That's crazy.
Now, I think you couldn't you buy Now, you know this because, you know, your farms and the chickens and the turkeys. Couldn't you buy a full-on tractor for $28,000? Yes. Or you could buy a golf cart.
Yes.
Now, does that seem right?
Well, no.
I could buy a tractor and pull down ancient elm trees to disenfranchise.
But it doesn't go as fast and doesn't go into the smaller places.
So you're telling me that fun, that's what they're selling is the fun.
The fun factor.
You know, and I honestly didn't mean to be talking about this. I don't remember where we started, but I was talking about something else. But now we're talking about this. So you're saying that fund is worth the 20 grand, the 28,000 grand.
To some people, I suppose it is.
Now you know, I don't know if you're aware of Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in Texas. Have you heard of this? It's in DFW. It's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes, I am aware of the Pancho's Mexican Restaurant franchise. There was one in Tulsa.
Okay, so you
and that was my first and only dine and dash.
First and only dine. Okay, now you know I might need a nerdulator for this, but let's just round it up to $30,000. Just put the fog lights and the floorboards and a nice speaker system.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Depends on if you have a windshield.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to 30. For the sake of math.
For the sake, because we are in Arkansas.
Right, 68th in math in the United States.
All right. Arkansas. 1.4 million pounds.
All right.
Million. 1.4 million.
No, St. Louis, Missouri has 1.4 million pounds of cheese. Pounds. 1.4 million pounds of cheese under the hooves of St. Louisites in Missouri. That's the way you say it, Missouri.
Missouri.
That was corrected the other day. Anyway, I want you to remember, or recall, or I'm asking you if you're, Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. Pancho's Mexican Restaurants that apparently proliferate, raise the flag and they bring more food. That, anyway, Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. Now, one thing they have, it's three tacos for $1.
Sounds like a good deal.
Oh, it's I don't know. Yeah, it seems like good. That's nice, huh? Now, Jack in the Box has two tacos for $1. But now Pancho's has three for $1. So that's better. Three than two, right? So you're telling me this little John Deere golf cart with the fog lights on it and a radio, you're telling me you would rather have that than 90,000 tacos. Now, can you imagine what a heap? Can you imagine
the mountain of
90,000 tacos? 90,000 tacos.
Yeah, how are you
going
to eat 90,000 tacos?
No, but I'm just saying, does that seem like a... Like, I'm going to trade 90,000 tacos for this golf cart. That seems like a good deal. 10,000 short of 100,000 tacos. That's a bunker. You could build a bunker out of 90,000 tacos for one golf cart? Are you messing? Are you crazy? That's a lot of tacos.
I wonder if they would do a trade.
No, nobody thinks about it. That's what I'm saying. You gotta think about it. Do the taco math.
I will bring you truckloads of tacos.
Do the taco.
For the John Deere golf cart.
This guy, this is, it's not $12. It's 36 tacos. Think it out. 90,000 tacos. So is it? So how fun is it, Michelle? Is it 90,000 tacos fun? Is that how fun it is? Because you have one.
I do not have a $30,000 John Deere.
But, one. Oh, whatever. I don't know. You said you didn't know what it was. But is it 90,000 tacos fun?
No. No. Except at times.
Well, that was funny. Yeah, really. That thing is ever more fun than 90,000 tacos.
Well, you come out and I will take you for a tour.
I don't know. You could probably. Now, let me tell you this. All right. So let's say. Now, here's what I want one for. I want one to take me to the lake and back. And I thought about this, all right? And I go around and I can, like, pick up trash and I don't have to mess up my truck, right? My truck's not, it's worth time. You know my truck. It's not worth very much. Anyway, what I realized is that I can literally pave the road to the lake with $1 bills and walk on that and save. I would only spend $12,000 to do that. Not 30,000, not 90,000 tacos. I'd spend $12,000 to pave my path from the front of Beaver Lake to the lake itself. And that's a 8-foot wide lane. That's how much I'd spend. And I could walk on. Now, 90,000. Get. Are you for real?
You're getting a little verklempt.
I'm getting but 90,000. You don't drive around 90. Now think about this. So then if people are paying $90,000 for a truck now. You know that?
That's ridiculous.
Now do that math. No. And tacos. 12.7 million tacos. That's more than there is cheese underneath St. Louis, Missouri.
Because that's only 1.4 million. Yes.
You think a guy feels, you see a guy driving a super new, shiny, old trick. Yeah, that guy's driving around 12 million tacos.
That wouldn't even fit in the truck.
It's a put. Nobody can even do it. It's fake math. It's like fake math. Well, I'm telling you about fake math. Anyway, I can't remember what my question was, but I'm glad we covered that.
You still need to come out and let me take you for a tour.
Alright. Is there tacos?
Fun. There can be tacos involved. Or pupusas.
I'm telling you, taco math changes your mind about the universe. When you can go to Pancho's Mexican Cafe and get 3 tacos for $1, and then someone says, this is $60,000. That's 180,000 tacos. You're like, that's ridiculous.
Taco man.
180,000 tacos?
Well, dear listeners, I hope that...
Oh, we're still recording.
You will think about taco math.
You can go to Pancho's, and they're not even a sponsor. Pancho's Mexican Cafes, wherever they still exist, three tacos for enough. And I tell you, they're not even terrible tacos. They're good tacos. Well, yeah, I mean, they're all right tacos. But anyway, you can get $180,000 or 180,000 tacos for every 60, you know, anything that, you know, the math. Okay, whatever.